gratia plena. Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc in hora mortis nostre, Amen. Sancta Cecilia, in nome di Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Many thanks, sisters. Thank you for the questions. Father, please help us to understand what St. Paul tells us in Romans 5:20. Where sin increased, grace abounded. All the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness to eternal life. Well, this is, of course, a modern translation. But basically what St. Paul is saying, and sisters, this is one of the most important passages in the New Testament. The literal translation is, where sin has abounded, their grace will even more abound. This translation is not accurate. I repeat, the correct translation is, where sin has abounded, past tense, comma, their grace will even more abound. And then, of course, as sin reigned in death, in supernatural death, grace will, in other words, as far as we can understand the mystery of sin, and sin is a mystery. Why has God allowed sin? God has allowed sin so that He might give more grace than would have been given had there been no sin. Our more grace. I think I should put this on the board. Put this on the board. We distinguish nature and grace. By nature we are spontaneously selfish. In other words, by nature we are selfish. That does not mean that everything we do is always selfish. No. But we have a natural tendency, because of original sin, to be selfish. Through grace, there are three levels. Through God's grace, we practice justice. In other words, we give others what they have a right to, that is justice. However, that's the lowest level. Through grace, we are also enabled to practice charity. Through grace, you're able to practice charity. And charity gives beyond justice. When we practice justice, we give to somebody what they have a claim to, have a right to. For example, when I speak, I do not have to talk to people. If I speak, they have a right to know what's on my mind. Therefore, to tell the truth is justice in speaking. Am I clear? People expect me to say what's on my mind. What is the truth? There's justice. When I practice charity, I not only give people what they have a claim, a right to, but I go beyond what they have a right to. Thus, for example, I have to say this. I did not think I would commit a sin if I did not come to Calcutta. Am I clear? I was not bound in justice to come to Calcutta I hope, share with you something more than just what you had a claim or right to. So also, the poor people that you help, we are forbidden to steal. If we give somebody what they have a right to, there's justice. When I give, for example, the big warehouse that you have here with, am I correct, food, maybe other things also, to give people more than I am obliged to give them, then I'm practicing charity. Charity is giving another what the person does not have a right to expect. That's charity. But then, higher than charity is mercy. Higher than charity is mercy. What is mercy? Mercy is the practice of charity toward those who have been unjust to me. Am I clear? Mercy is more than charity. Because when I practice charity, I give to someone what they do not have a right to. But when I practice mercy, I give to someone not only what they don't have a right to, but where they have been unjust to me. Mercy is repaying injustice with love. Am I clear? Now, God became man to die on the cross, to obtain for us not only the grace to practice justice or even just charity, but to practice mercy. Am I still making sense? And now back to St. Paul. When we sinned, we were practicing injustice against God. By dying on the cross, Christ won for us the grace to practice mercy to others.